listener production. It's time to get scrumptious with two sexy English muffins.
It sounds delicious and it's adorable.
It's Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
Monday morning, hello.
Yeah, man. Hello to the Broncos as well. They took out some fine form over the weekend, smashing the Titans. Dolphins letting it go, sadly. It was a bit of an upset in my eyes. But I'll tell you what, there was some drama, Alex Dyson, some drama on the footy field. Panthers versus Newcastle. How's this?
What's been happening? All eyes have been on Adelaide in the AFL with Gather Round. What happened there with the controversy?
Well, Newcastle player Tyson Frizzell.
Is he related to the teacher in the magic school bus?
I don't get that reference.
Is it that Mrs. Frizzell? Am I correct, Bron?
I think so, yes.
Thank you.
Tyson got done for pulling a player's hair. It was a penalty, right? For getting done for a hair pull in a fairly important part of the game. He insists he was just going for a tackle. But Jerome Lowy's hair was hanging sort of down his back. He's got long hair.
Mm.
And so Tyson's just grabbing for his jersey or for him to stop him. He's grabbed the hair instead and it's a penalty. So then it's starting to come out. You know, the players are starting to say, well, it's an advantage. These players who've got this long hair.
Oh, you just have it hanging all over your shoulders.
Exactly. Then we can't grab you at all. So
yeah,
we're going to have to see a little bit of a reform when it comes to the hairstyles. I reckon all players, women, men, doesn't matter.
Is that why you're no good at rugby? Because people can grab you very easily. You're like a skink. They grab the hair and it comes out. You get to run off.
All right, mate. Thank you. You mean I'm like a mud crab? I just drop the arm when I'm in danger and it grows back, except mine doesn't.
That'd be pretty good.
I reckon the bowl cut needs to come back to all players, you know, just to make sure that there's no hair or the man bun or hair nets. I'm trying to think of anything that's ungrabbable.
Well, one thing that people are unable to grasp is just how good our Monday episode will be for you today. Bron is coming in with a little bit of clickfish. We've got one of the biggest scoops in Australian entertainment about to be dropped on you up next, and an important update to a new story from last week as well. Shall we jump into it, Matthew?
Yeah, let's dive right in. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, Alex Dyson, you know we call ourselves the Ice Creamery, and it's not without good reason.
Yeah, we are sweets, and we get the scoops, and we give out free samples.
We do actually give out a lot of free samples on our Instagram at matt.n.alex. But boy, oh boy, have I got the big old double-decker scooperoony with chock fudge, whipped cream, and a few walnuts on top for you.
Oh, walnuts. Don't put walnuts on your thingo, on your ice cream.
What do they put on them? Peanuts? Almonds? I can't remember.
Walnuts are just the worst ones of them.
Do you know, back in the day, it used to be a thing. Go to Royal Copenhagen and get a scoop with some whipped cream and some chock fudge. They're not in anymore. It's all this fancy ice cream. Anyways.
Have you tried the plant-based ice cream stuff yet?
I haven't fully moved on to the vegan changes of my life. I'm not ruling it out. I will. I'm sure I will.
Well, I got it because I think they're on special a lot. So because they don't sell as well.
It's such a thing that you would do.
Sorry, I'm interrupting. You listening right now is like, I want to hear this scoop. Alex, stop talking about vegan ice cream bargains.
Can I
please
just say, and no offense to any people who do respect animals and are vegan. But this scoop for you right now is an absolute full cream straight from the dairy. Little number for you.
All right. What udder juice are you going to be delivering up, my friend? Because last week you, buddy, dished the dirt on the Wiggles love life.
I know. I've been shivering in my boots ever since, to be honest. Mate, Anthony does not play around.
Well, under that skivvy, there's the tats and the muscles.
He's a ripped lad. He's been in this game long enough to, let's say bye-bye to a couple of podcasters. Let me tell you, there's a few podcasts buried under Wiggle Land.
The blue skivvy, but, mate, you'd be having the black and blue skivvy after a couple from Anthony, mate. All right. That is about 2 minutes of faff.
Can I tell you the scoop?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's 2 minutes of faff. So, that's the limit.
You know that Belinda is big on Facebook Marketplace.
Yes.
I would say almost hitting professional rankings. If only there were a frequent flyer club for Facebook Marketplace, like where she could go and have a few snacks and drinks. She would be a Platinum for Life Chairman's Lounge member.
Yep.
All right. So it's not just the buying, it's the selling as well. You know, it's all this, it's all going in, all going out. Now, part of moving into a new home, as we did just at the end of last year in Bris Vegas, best city in the world, was you have to furnish a house, okay? Now, we had to do it pretty much unseen, which meant that there was a few guesses being made as to what would suit what, okay? Now, eventually, we end up with a coffee table that we don't need.
Right.
Right? So, Bell lists on Marketplace. Now, just this last week, all right, she gets a hit from someone saying, yep, love the coffee table. I'm keen to buy. Now, Belinda's like, well, I'm around all day tomorrow, you know, the next day, whenever you want. Person says, I'm actually working on a film. I can't get there during the day. I'll have to come rather late-ish at night. All right.
Ooh.
So about 8:30, 9 o'clock. All right. Now, straight away, I'm thinking, this has Netflix documentary written all over it. Bit nerve-wracking, right?
Well, I know what's about to happen. It's got hallmarks of what we chatted about last week with listener Warwick when he was surprised a celeb turned out. Started bartering him down $10. So who was it? Zac Efron come up and try and take $20 off a coffee table, mate? Is that what happened?
Almost. So 9 o'clock at night, this person comes around, lady comes around to the house, right? And Belinda pulls out the coffee table and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the lady says, oh, thanks so much. We just need a table just like this. Really appreciate it. Yeah. It's for a movie. Belinda says, what movie?
It's not like going into a house. It's going in a film.
Exactly. It's going in a film. And then the person says, oh, I'm working on a movie with Sophie Monk and Vanilla Ice.
What? Hang on.
I know.
Hang on. A Vanilla Ice scoop? Is that what we've got here? A scoop of vanilla? When is this happening?
Exactly. So I
haven't heard any article about this at all.
Exactly. So I Google it. I'm like, no way. No way is there a Sophie Monk Vanilla Ice movie that I haven't heard about that's filming in Brisbane. So I Google Sophie Monk and Vanilla Ice. There's one article from Film Inc. posted about 7 days ago.
Yeah.
Apparently, the movie is called Zombie Plane. All right. Sophie Monk and Vanilla Ice have teamed up to play themselves.
What? Themselves?
In a film that is set on a plane that's from Brisbane going to LA that becomes infected with a zombie virus.
Stop everything. Cancel all other movies. We need this out ASAP. Mate.
So I honestly don't know how this was not front page news. Like I just cannot. You tell me what news.com.au has that's better than this.
Get rid of the war in Ukraine. Get rid of the climate crisis.
Mate, rental crisis can go. People will find houses once this movie comes out, all right?
Wow.
So not only do we now know that this is happening, it also features SAS Australia and Home and Away alum Dan Ewing, okay?
Righto.
And a young Joey Vieira, who you might have seen in a Young Rock. He's sort of US-based.
Why isn't O'Kine in this film? The last
I know, I did not get the call.
The last great horror to come out of Queensland was Paris Hilton's House of Wax, which you were in.
Yeah.
As a melting wax model.
My wax model was in it, yeah.
The only lines you had were the lines of wax melting down your face. But, but we need to get you in this, man.
Well, I mean, in a way, like in the same way that I had an inanimate object in that last horror, I too am a part of this horror. I'm a piece of me is in Zombie Plane.
Zombie
now
Plane.
Now I can't wait to figure out where my old coffee table
wait,
is
yeah,
in this movie.
What's a coffee table doing on a plane?
I don't know. Maybe I'm in like an airport lounge or in someone's house or something.
Mate. Imagine if Vanilla Ice puts his feet on your coffee table.
I know, that's what I was just thinking. I really hope that
all
happens.
Right. We need to keep our eye on this story. Breaking developments. Keep tuned to Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. We'll get them with you as soon as we can.
Fit check.
Now, Matt, you shocked me a little bit last week in your intro to Mind Blown when you mentioned the Dalai Lama being in the news for asking a child to suck his tongue. Which
does sound strange when you put it like that, doesn't it?
It sounds very strange. And that's what all the headlines said last week when it came to the Dalai Lama. And
Guardian newspaper. Dalai Lama apologizes after kissing boy and asking him to suck his tongue.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a headline you want.
Yes, there was a lot of tongue-sucking scandal headlines.
There was last week. And so you just think, oh my goodness. I mean, over the years, when it comes to people in positions of power and reverence, a lot of people have, you know, abused that position. All right. That happens. At no point do we think the Dalai Lama would get in there. And then this story starts coming out. And I was like, that's so weird, you know. But it was really interesting to see a Vice News article in the wake of that with a different headline, which says, Tibetans explain what suck my tongue means, and it's not what you think. Because all of us here are going, I mean, that's really weird and somewhat gross, right?
Mm-hmm.
But according to this article, there may be a bit more of a innocent explanation as to what happened. All right, so this 87-year-old spiritual leader, caught on camera doing this particular thing, he learned English at the age of 48. Okay, didn't speak English until about 48 and started getting through. And in this article, it's claiming a few Tibetans are coming out and going, this was a mistake of mistaken translation, right? He said, suck my tongue. But what he was trying to say was, eat my tongue. Okay? Which is somewhat of an in-joke amongst grandparents in provinces around China, right? Did you grow up with a grandparent going, whoop, got your nose, that kind of thing?
I mean, I'm familiar. Crime Stoppers was called several times around the Ocon household for a stolen nose.
Well, exactly. My pa took my nose plenty growing up. So I'll read you a little bit of this Vice article.
Okay, I'm interested.
Explaining this eat my tongue phenomenon, right?
I mean, I've heard of eating my shorts.
Yeah. This was tweeted by the Tibet Rights Collective, okay, as reported by Vice. In Tibetan culture, it is common to see old grandparents not only give a pop kiss to the small children, but also give a small candy or piece of food to children from their mouths, directly mouth to mouth. This may not be the norm in your culture, but this is commonly done. After the elder gives a pop kiss and a candy, since there is nothing left in their mouth, nothing left to give, they will say the phrase, okay, now eat my tongue. Not suck, as His Holiness misspoke due to less proficient English. The Tibetan phrase is she le sa. They say that is in, I've given you all my love and candy, so that's it. All that's left to do is eat my tongue.
Oh, I mean, that's very sweet.
It's slightly sweeter than, you know, the context at which the world discovered, watched this video, for sure.
That is very sweet, eat my tongue. I mean, are we buying it?
Do we trust these Tibetans? Well, that's the thing.
No,
I mean, it's not a complete, you know, some people come up with excuses and you go, I mean, that's way off. That's absolutely not what happened. But well, this one appears to have at least a believable context. So,
well, that's it. I mean, the only thing that I would say is surely the Dalai Lama would have come out first and said, no.
Well, you wouldn't get him. If he's making mistakes like that, you don't want him coming out and re-explaining it. They can't risk that. But, you know, in the past, you've not being able to understand English. The famous when Karl Stefanovic told him a joke, he had no idea what he was on about. Remember that video?
No, what was that?
The Dalai Lama went into a pizza shop. And the pizza guy goes, what do you want? He goes, make me one with everything.
I don't get it.
Make me one with everything.
Oh, yes. Okay.
That was exactly the response that the Dalai Lama gave Carl. And he struggled. So anyway, we thought we'd update you, given we gave you the suck your tongue news last week.
Yeah, we are a fair and non-biased news source.
That's exactly right. That's why most Australians turn to Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast for their daily tongue-sucking news. Should I not say that at the end? Should
now,
I?
Now, eat my ears. Because you've got all we have to give.
Now, finger my ears. Sorry, I mean, keep listening.
It's an old custom of ours.
Is that offensive? I don't know.
I don't know.
I've lost everything.
I don't know either. I don't think it is. I think we just go to
Why do we live in this world?
I think we just go to a pew, pew, and we come back fresh and we start again. Okay, let's do that. Can we agree on that?
All right. Starting now.
Now.
I don't know what to think of that.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Click, click, click.
Click, click, click.
Clickfish.
Clickfish.
With producer Bron.
Grab your rod, grab your reel, and suspend all thoughts about good journalism. It is time for Clickfish. Producer Bron getting snagged by all the worst clickbait articles of the week. G'day, Bron.
Hello.
What have you been up to on the weekend, Bron?
I went bowling with some friends, actually, on Friday.
Oh, cool. Where did you get your time machine from? What else did you do? Go to the drive-in cinema?
I actually do love the drive-ins. There's one near my house. It's so good.
Is there really? I haven't been to one for ages. Oh, my God. I should go with Sophia. That would be amazing.
It's so good. Except our car battery died last time we went. But anyway.
I think I'm talking to some. They literally keep jumper cables there for that very reason.
Yeah, someone was coming around because like about 4 cars lost their battery.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I like a bit of bowling. It's nice.
Tell you what, the shoes, they smell too good, though. That's my problem with bowling. The shoes smell too good. They're always... No, I'm joking. They're awful.
Last time I went bowling, it was with Nick Cody and Daniel Sloss in New Zealand. This is a couple of years ago. And I left with the shoes. I forgot.
You left your shoes there and walked out with the bowling shoes.
Yeah, I was like, how good's that? And we're out on the street. We're figuring out what to do next. I think it was Cody's like... Mate, what are you doing? You've forgotten to take your shoes off. Tell you what, I almost kept them. It's hard to find snazzy shoes like that in my size.
That is the perfect use of the term, snazzy. All right, Bron, what have you been clicking on?
So, now this headline, I saw it on Facebook as I was scrolling through, speaking of time traveling. And the headline was, One Direction to reunite for the first time in 8 years. And I thought, huge. Huge news, if true.
Not as huge as Fall Out Boy, but yep.
No, I'm still praying they do make a comeback. So then I click on the headline. Then it goes to the Sun UK, which is where this is from. Mm-hmm. The actual headline is Wrong Direction. James Corden's The Late Late Show confirmed One Direction will not be reunited for finale, leaving fans heartbroken.
Wait, so the article was the opposite of the headline?
Yes.
That is... Surely illegal. Like, that's not allowed.
It was the complete opposite thing. I don't understand what happened.
Is it one of those things, you know how sometimes you're scrolling down, like, news.com.au and that headline changes sort of halfway through?
Once you click through, it's a different headline with more context.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of headlines, and this was across all media, where it's like, Australia imposes TikTok ban. Have you seen a lot of them recently? And there's a TikTok ban on government devices. but they clarify that once you've clicked through to the article.
And so, Bron, what else have you been clicking? Oh, so wait, is there any news to this Wrong Direction thing?
No, so basically James Corden he's stopping the Late Late Show on April 27th, and he's apparently pulling out all the stops for the finale. People thought One Direction would be coming because they're like great friends with him. They've been on the show a few times. But then the official show account on Twitter said it's not happening, which I feel like could be sus and they're maybe trying to throw people off the scent. Or they're not coming.
You reckon they are coming and they're just trying to say that it's not happening? You reckon the cat got out of the bag because there's embargoes and all that? They might have had to say, hey, don't say anything.
Yeah.
Reverse.
If they do come back on this show, and then, you know, they bring their instruments and they bring like the little stretchy piano playing thing. Do you reckon the headline will be, according to Corden, there's an accordion? Should we make our own clickbait headline out of that?
I was like, is it 1D? Have they ever played an accordion? I was so confused.
I think so, but I can see Harry Styles, you know, pumping the chord.
He's at that stage of his career where if he started playing accordion, people would think, wow, accordions are cool.
Yeah.
Again.
If anyone could bring an accordion.
If anyone
could
make an accordion cool, Harry could. Well, I mean, speaking of 1D, I was looking at the Coachella lineup. I had no idea about this Blackpink band.
The Korean band?
Yes, I had no idea who they were. I was like, I saw Frank Ocean was headlining and then there was another headliner. I can't remember who else is headlining.
Blink 182 came out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all going down. I'm seeing all the articles about all of the, see-through tops and straw hats and blah, blah, blah that people are wearing there. And then I see that Blackpink is headlining. And apparently, okay, it's something I saw on Twitter that said the headliners, the people in the very top line, get about $4 million for the weekend. And the people on the next line down get your $750,000, right? Now, that was just something that was said on Twitter, so I don't know if that's true. But Blackpink, I was like, who on earth is this group? Now, it turns out they are the most viewed music group on YouTube ever in history.
They beat Baby. They beat somebody I used to know.
They've got most viewed music channel on YouTube. Okay. They've also had the record for Guinness World Records for most viewed music video in 24 hours, most viewed YouTube video in 24 hours previously. And then both of those records got beaten by BTS, the other Korean band.
Tell you what, Korea has a stranglehold on the music market, don't they?
Well, pop market, we've got to do something about it. We've got to make A-pop the thing.
Australia pop, yeah.
Get 4 milli per performance at Coachella. That's what we got to do. Bring 4.1 back, my boy band.
I think the Chats are A-pop, aren't they?
Yeah, the Chats are really A-pop.
I'm on smoker.
I can see.
Leave me alone.
I can see them competing with BTS and Blackpink.
That's it. All righty. Well, thank you very much, Bron, for telling us that One Direction are not getting back together. Again, a great no news segment.
Thank you.
Business as usual. And thank you for listening to All Day Breakfast today. We really appreciate you hanging out with us once again. Good news is we've got a sweet little episode for you tomorrow as well.
Yeah, back here, same time, same place. We'll catch you then. Bye-bye.
That's it. The All Day Breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.